everything right last night, you get nothing, and then you duplicate that performance and you reward it. How satisfying is it?
Yeah, we talked about it before the game. You know, we liked the way we played last night, but at the same time, you got to get results in this league. So we wanted tonight to come out and do a lot of those same things, bear down a little bit more on some of the chances we got, but you know, keep staying within our system and within our structure that made us successful the night before. And I thought our compete level was right throughout the game, and that was a big bounce back win for us.
You grind a team down like St. Louis is one of those bit of powerhouse in the division this year. I mean, what were the keys?
Well, I mean, obviously there wasn't a whole lot of space out there in either game. They're both close games. You know, they're games where I think a little mistake either way, teams are going to capitalize. I mean, we were really talking about it like we're trying to play a playoff style of game, you know, playing the right way, managing the game, and, you know, when you get your chances, trying to bury. So that was a good game for us, and, you know, like I said, big bounce back.
With Dustin and Toby Enstrom out, have you tried to make a bit of a concerted effort to even step up your game even more defensively and be a little bit more of a leader back there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with guys out of the lineup, you have to, everybody's got to step up and take on a little bit of those roles. I mean, you can't replace those guys. So, yeah, for me, I mean, like I've said, I'm just trying to get better every single day and get better to help this team win. And I think our whole back end has really stepped up, you know, with those guys out, and you know, guys have come in, Tucker's come in, Benny's been playing and been playing great, so it's been huge from our back end.
It's like you can see that top line buzzing like they were from the first shift pretty much right through the game.
Yeah, you know what, I mean, Wheels, Mark, they're the drivers of this team, and Casey, you know, compliments those guys very well, and those guys were driving right from the beginning of the game, and you know, in the pre-game meeting, while we're getting dressed, everything like that, you could tell that, you know, Wheels and Scheif, you know, just from what they were talking about, I mean, we wanted this game, and they wanted it, and they led the way right from the beginning, and that's what makes those guys great leaders, and like I said, sort of the drivers of our team, especially up front.
Josh, we know you're a modest guy. We can't talk to your teammates lately without them singing your praises. Your head coach calls you the best-kept secret in the league. Do you ever get sick and tired of people pumping your tires?
I mean, you know, it's always really nice to hear people say nice things about your game. At the same time, you know, I could kind of care less about it. I mean, obviously I really appreciate that, but I'm just here to try to help the team win every single day, try to get better every day, be the best pro I can, and I guess that's all I try to do every day.
Your coach said something really interesting about you, about how you went into one summer and what they perceived were your weaknesses in a summer you turned into your strengths. Your coach said he's never seen that happen before. What did you do?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I think that was the first summer before that I actually had time to train since turning into junior, I guess. Every year, you know, you have program of excellence things, world junior camps, drafts, games overseas, things like that. And you know, unfortunately, with the fact we didn't make the playoffs in the minors, I had a full summer to train and train the right way. And I think that made a big difference, but also the mindset I came in, I think, that year with a new level of confidence that I hadn't had before. And yeah, it was a big summer for me. And you know, like I said, I tried to just carry that into training camp and take it a day at a time. And all of a sudden last year, you know, get better every day in the NHL, and it's been a pretty fun ride so far.
You spent the majority of your time as a hockey player as an offensive defenseman, and you come in, you kind of switch your game so that you're very defensive, but you have nights like this where you're just flying out there, gorgeous pass, gorgeous goal. When that happens, do you get like a hankering more of wanting to get back to that?
Well, you know, I think it's part of building a game. I mean, some nights it's there, some nights it's not, you know. For example, I think Tarasenko broke his stick there. All of a sudden there's a little action. You know, we're talking about maybe a little bit more motion up top with our defense and mobile back end, and I get a chance to come in. Wheels makes a great pass, and you get that opportunity. But some nights that just might not be there. So, you know, you're always looking for those opportunities within the structure of the game, within the setting of the game. But some nights it presents itself, some nights it doesn't. I guess the one thing I would say is I guess I feel more confident, and I think lately I've been seeing those holes a little bit better than I maybe did in my first number of games last year and over last season. So it's nice to start to see those plays when they're there, but when you try and force it or try to make things happen, you just have to let them come to you, and that's when you get those opportunities.
How takes di-